Hey, Pats fans, it's time for Totally Patriots. Here's what's coming up in today's show.
The Patriots didn't come out on top against the Cardinals, but they are ready to beat Baltimore. This may be Stephen Gregory's first season as a defensive back for the Patriots, but we think he might secretly be psychic.
I always knew I'd be here.
We've seen what Chandler Jones can do on the field, but what does he do off the field?
I'll go to the mall and ride the carousel, actually.
And sometimes, the players aren't the only ones nervous on game day.
The butterflies never stop.
Bust out your pom-poms. It's time for Totally Patriots.
It may be Steve Gregory's first season here with the Patriots, but he's catching on and learning pretty quickly. We are not Jets fans, all right, dude? We don't want to hear about New York. Sean is with him right now in the hall, grilling him on his questionable loyalties, team loyalty when he was a little bit younger. It's time for Pat's Chat.
Hey, Romeo, I'm inside the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon, and I'm here with a group of students from King Philip School. Thank you guys for being here. You guys are here to help me welcome in our guest of honor. Let's hear it for him, Steve Gregory. All right, Steve, thanks for taking the hot seat today. You ready for all these questions?
Absolutely. It looks like a tough crowd, though.
Oh, yeah, real tough. Well, I've heard a dirty little rumor that you were a Jets fan growing up. Is that true?
Not really a fan, you know. I grew up in New York City, so a bunch of my friends grew up as Jets fans. And I used to go to some of the games, so, you know, it was fun to go to the games, but I wasn't really rooting for them. I always knew I'd be here.
If you weren't playing sports, what would you want to do with your life?
If I wasn't playing sports, I'd probably, well, my parents were police officers. My best friend growing up was a police officer. Actually, when I was about to come to the San Diego Chargers, I took the test to become a police officer. So I'd probably be a police officer in New York City, and... you know, it'd be fun. I'd be probably partners with my best friend that I grew up with, and we'd be running around making sure that everyone was safe.
Now, you also had a very promising baseball career.
Yes.
You actually were out in front of the Yankee scouts at one point. Mm-hmm. How did you pick football over baseball?
You know, it was just one of those things where high school came around, and you had to kind of make a decision. You know, I was getting ready to go on to college, and football was my number one love. You know, I was good at baseball, but football was my passion. It was something that I really loved to do. So I decided to focus on that and go on to play at Syracuse University and just focused on football, and it got me here today. So,
who's your celebrity crush?
Celebrity crush.
Ooh.
People have asked me that. You know, I'd have to say I'd probably say Jennifer Lopez. I don't know. She's pretty cool. But yeah, I'd go with that one.
No hesitation there.
No.
And you said you love to travel. Where's your favorite place to go?
I've been a lot of different places. I've been to Greece and Italy, which was pretty awesome. I loved it out there. I'm Italian and Greek, so it was good to go out there and see that.
So you're a New York guy, and that accent's pretty prevalent.
Yeah.
Can you do a Boston accent for us?
Yeah, park the car, huh?
You're a Patriot now? That's all we care about, man. Not a bad Boston accent impression either. Our behind-the-scenes player this week, she doesn't care what your accent's like at all. As long as you can cheer for the boys nice and loud. I've been waiting for this all season. Let's take you beyond the bench.
And now, from the Patriots cheerleaders, the director and choreographer, Tracy Sormonti.
I began with the organization as a Patriots cheerleader, and I cheered for 5 years, and then luckily accepted the position as a cheerleader director and choreographer in 1994. It's easier to say what is a typical year like. We have junior Patriots cheerleaders, we have our calendar shoot, we have cheerleader auditions, we have trips to China, we have our calendar unveiling, so every month it brings something new. The Patriots cheerleaders practice twice a week as a group. We have routines that are, you know, we have our standard thrash rock routines. We have our very traditional kick line, NFL kick line and palm routines, and we have some jazz routines. Patriots cheerleaders' role is to really pump up the crowd. Game day is timed to the exact minute for the Patriots cheerleaders. We start off with a great stretch. We run through all of our cheers, dances, fillers. Most importantly, we do our unity circle, which brings us good luck, and we hope brings the players some good luck. Then we take the field, and then it's showtime. The butterflies never stop. My favorite part of coaching the girls is the girls. Gets me a little emotional. I'm blessed to have these ladies. They make me proud every day. I'm lucky. I love my job.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, Steve Gregory breaks down what's important to his position.
We focus on change of direction type stuff.
And Chandler Jones is telling us what he really thinks about himself.
I think I'm a good kisser.
Don't move. We'll be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Earlier we learned that if Steve wasn't playing football, he'd be fighting crime in New York City as a police officer. Either way, you're on the field or you're fighting crime, you got to be strong, you got to be in shape. I want to know how he stays totally fit. Sean is back in the hall with him right now.
Hey, Romeo, we're back inside the hall, and now we're going to ask Steve some health questions.
How important is warming up before a game?
Warming up is huge. You know, anytime you're about to go out and run and exert yourself as hard as you can to play football, you want to make sure that your muscles and everything is ready to go. So we go out, we do a nice warm-up, get a lot of stretching in, and make sure everything's nice and loose before you go out and go full speed. So it's important that you do that.
What kind of workouts do you do?
You know, a lot of speed work, you know, to focus on, especially as a defensive back. You know, the most important thing is your speed and agility. So we focus on change of direction type stuff, a lot of stretching, a lot of running and things like that.
What do you do after the game to get ready for the next day of practice?
Usually go home and lay on the couch and not move. Usually I have a lot of family that comes out for the game, so we'll go home and just eat dinner. If it's an early game, if it's a night game, usually you just go home and go to bed. But, you know, go home, eat a good dinner, you know, maybe watch one of the other games that are on and just relax and get a good night's sleep and wake up in the morning, get ready to go in and watch the film from the game and get better and learn from it and just move on to the next game.
How much water do you drink per game?
A lot of water, especially the few days building up to the game. Staying hydrated is like one of the most important things. You know, you don't want to go out there and cramp up and pull something because you're not hydrated. So we make sure we drink water all week long. And then during the game, you know, you'll see the guys on the sideline giving us cups of Gatorade and water and things like that. So just keep on drinking, you know. Even when you're not thirsty, we keep making sure that we take little sips and stuff like that of water.
Man, I knew it was important to drink a lot of water, but hydrating days before the game, I had no idea. These boys literally sweat it out on the field and off. The pressure that's on them is enormous. How about last season? Remember that play during the AFC Championship? Kicker Billy Cundiff missing the field goal? Professor Fritz is here right now. He's going to show us why that pressure might have actually sent us to the Super Bowl. It's time for How They Do That.
You guys remember one of the greatest moments last season for the New England Patriots? In the AFC Championship game, Billy Cundiff missed the game-winning field goal to send the Pats to the Super Bowl. This is a perfect example of something that's relatively routine in nature and how it could become a disaster. Like when you're brushing your teeth and you poke yourself in the eye. The first problem was the placement of his foot to the ball. The football must be kicked in the perfect spot, otherwise known as the sweet spot. It is located on the seam of the ball, 1.5 to 2.5 inches down from the thickest part of the ball. The seam is going to compress slightly, which will result in better trajectory. This is just a fancy word for the path the football will travel. The ideal angle to connect this special part of the ball is when it is at a straight 90-degree angle from the ground. This makes a larger surface area for the kicker. It's all about the sweet spot, like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. I wonder how far you can kick an Oompa Loompa. Placement of foot on football? Check. What's next? Secondly, having a speedy, optimal trajectory is key when field goals are attempted. What this means is that the kicker wants the ball to increase in elevation quickly. This way it can steer clear of the defensive line. The best launch angle for a kick is 45 degrees. If the angle is larger, the distance decreases, and if the angle is smaller, the likelihood of a blocked kick is greater, as well as resulting in a shorter distance of travel. In order to allow for such rapid increase in ball height, the kicker must position his body slightly away from the ball, which allows for kicking up through the ball. However, like Billy Cundiff, if you don't position your foot correctly on the ball, it makes it much harder to achieve a speedy, optimal trajectory. Lastly, momentum is a critical component for successful splitting of the uprights. The truth of the matter is, the higher the amount of momentum, the greater the amount of force projected on the football. The average force put in a field goal kick is 450 pounds. The football can travel 53 yards or higher. However, it becomes less simple when you factor in outside forces such as air drag, humidity, temperature, wind, etc. Because of these outside factors, field goal percentages drop drastically outside of 35 yards. In past studies, kickers were 96% accurate from 16 to 30 yards, but from 51 to 55 yards, it steadily declined to 59%. As Cundiff can attest, if all these components aren't perfectly orchestrated, yeah, your kick will be out of tune. It seems pretty simple, but you add on pressure and other factors like the environment and the placement of the ball after the snap, and anything can happen. Oh, my God. I mean, Cundiff is not the first kicker to miss an important kick, but that's life. I'm Professor Fritz, and don't sweat the small stuff.
Next on Totally Patriots, Chandler Jones isn't afraid of making big hits, but he's showing us how he hits the high notes.
Put my hands up, play my song.
And Romeo is tearing up the turf, looking to find some fans with the best and worst Ray Lewis impersonation. Stay with us. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Gatorade. Who knows, it all begins within. Win from within. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Well, I think we all can agree we like what we see from Chandler Jones on the football field. Now we'll see if this rookie can open up a little more, get more personal, and maybe a little tilted.
I put my hands up to play my song.
Miley Cyrus is a musical artist that will be not embarrassing, but I won't want anyone to know.
Who?
Party in the USA. Every game, going to on the bus, headed to the stadium. My first kiss, oh, that was a while ago. Actually, my first kiss was in church, believe it or not. And it was in a play. I don't know what play it was. I don't know what Bible scripture that is. Did she think it was good? I don't know. I think I'm a good kisser. Am I afraid of rides? To be honest with you, I really don't like roller coasters or rides, you know. I'll go to the mall and ride the carousel, actually. Do I have a man crush? No, I don't. I mean, I'm a fan of Tom Brady, if you want to call that a man crush. I'm shy, to believe it or not. I'm very shy. Have I ever worn women's clothing? You know what? I did. I walked around the house with my mom's heels on when I was younger. Do I have any unique skills? I mean, I can flare my nostrils, if that counts, but, I can dance. I feel like I can dance a little bit.
You know, it might be a sack dance or something, but you ready? It goes like this.
Nice, Chandler. I want to see that sack dance on the field this weekend. Maybe you and Ray Lewis can have your own dance off. Number 52 is known for his grand entrances. Romeo's with the fans now. Let's see if any of them can do the Ray Lewis. It's time for Totally Facts.
All right, out here tailgating with some fans this week, it's all about Baltimore. How much do you know about Maryland? Woo! It almost forms a heart. What's the capital of Maryland?
Baltimore?
Baltimore.
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 Annapolis.
Yes, you got it.
Yeah. She was good in second grade.
What happened? What is the official state sport of Maryland?
Baltimore. Polo? Shooting.
Rugby? Fencing.
Football.
Football, of course.
Definitely football.
Football.
Tennis, did someone say that yet?
Lacrosse, I'd say.
Badminton.
Jousting.
What?
What is that?
Jousting. Oh, I thought that was New Hampshire.
Who is the head coach of the Ravens?
One of the twins.
Which
twin,
one?
The twin brothers.
Which
I
one?
I don't know. One's Baltimore, one's San Francisco. I don't know who's who.
Who's Baltimore? Because with a J.
John.
Yes.
Harbaugh.
Harbaugh? The Boston Harbaugh? Spell it.
H-A-R-B-A-U-G-H.
Nice job. Spell it.
H-A-U-R.
H-A-R-W-B.
No, no.
H-A-R-B-A-U-G-H.
Oh, thank God. What number is Ray Lewis?
He would be number 33.
Can you do a Ray Lewis entrance dance when he comes in? What does he do? Tell you what, you just keep going. I'll tell you when you get it.
42.
You got it. Look for us. We're out here every week, and next weekend, it's all about Buffalo. Start studying up now.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the Patriots. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
I'm Steve Burton in the WBZ studios. Coming up on Patriots Game Day tomorrow, we'll go one-on-one with Logan Mankins as the Pats look to bounce back from last week's loss.
Every loss is motivating. Kind of puts you back in your place, humbles you a little, and it motivates you to get back to work the next week.
Well, more with Mankins on game day tomorrow morning at 11:30 on WBZ. The Pats and Ravens go primetime tomorrow night, and the fifth quarter is right here on WBZ after the game. We'll see you tomorrow.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. So all show long, Steve Gregory's been in the hot seat. It's time for him to strike back. Let's see how one of the students, Andrew, will do with this game pressure. It's time for our gridiron gauntlet.
All right, Andrew, you ready for the first question?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Who is the Patriots' owner?
Bob Kraft.
All right, good job, man. Let's give him a round of applause. You got it right. All right. How many Super Bowl rings have the Patriots won since the year 2000?
Three.
Oh, that was an easy one for them. Give them a round of applause. All right, maybe this one would be a little tougher for you. What round was Tom Brady drafted in the 2000 draft?
Seventh.
One more guess.
Sixth
round. This is a tough one. What was the patch that the Patriots wore on their jerseys in the 2011 season?
The Myra Kraft patch.
Yes, MHK, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's right, give him a round of applause. Which player was ranked number 4 on the Forbes NFL Top 100 list?
Tom Brady.
Yeah, good job, give him a round of applause. I didn't think you were going to get that one.
And he wins an autographed hat by you.
There you go.
That's pretty impressive.
All right. Oh, sideways.
Great job, Andrew. Those questions are hard. And, Romeo, I think I could take you in the gridiron gauntlet.
You probably could. You definitely know more about the players, that's for sure, and the facts. I know more about the cheerleaders.
Oh, okay.
I pride myself
on
that.
I doubt that. But yeah. Do you know any of their names?
You have Athena, the Greek goddess they call her on the field. You know, there's Trish is my favorite. We're not talking right now, though.
Oh, uh-oh.
For a different show.
All right, we'll move on.
Yeah.
All right, let's find out what the Twitter question of the week is. That comes from Stephanie. She asks, who was Stephen Ridley's favorite running back when he was growing up?
Okay, hi Stephanie. My favorite running back would be Emmitt Smith, and that's why I wear the number 22. Watched him a lot growing up as a kid, and that would be my favorite running back.
If you guys want to get totally tweeted, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Totally Patriots. Your favorite players will be answering your questions every week.
So, tough loss for the boys last weekend. Definitely some good points, obviously some highlights. Wes Welker setting the franchise record for most catches by a wide receiver in Patriots history. I mean, that's amazing.
It's very impressive. It was previously held by Troy Brown. Welker surpassing with 558 catches. Not that anyone's counting.
Who's keeping track, though, you know? Who's keeping track?
Troy Brown actually was also inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame last weekend. I don't know if you knew that.
You could definitely beat me in the gridiron gauntlet. You definitely know way more facts than
I am full of useful information.
It's impressive. It's impressive. So this week, on to Baltimore. Tough team, tough city. Think we can do it?
I have a good feeling about this game. You know, Ray Lewis may be dancing his way on the field, but the Patriots, they'll be doing the victory dance.
The victory dance off the field. We need to come up with some sort of routine, almost like when they come in at a wedding, they do like a dance in. You and I need to make some sort of entrance
okay.
or exit when we leave the show.
I'll take your lead. Go
all
ahead.
All right. I'm going to stick with the Cabbage Patch. That's about all I got. We'll okay. see you next week on Totally Patriots. Give it a shot.
Yeah, bye.
Pressure up the middle.
Landon Spikes. Minkovich got him from behind. Oh, man, he is classic. Oh. Ball on the ground. The Patriots have it. Fires end zone. Touchdown. Rob Gronkowski.